Babes time. Yep, time to sit back, relax, reflect, and laugh. Lots and lots of laughter. So stay plugged in and hooked up. Get connected, because here we go.
It's time to get into a Brooklyn state of mind as we hang out for a while with our favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie.
Good morning, Schwester, the Smockster.
How am I? How could I know how I am when I haven't even had my coffee yet?
So what's the matter? Why haven't you had coffee yet? It's late already.
I know, but I didn't want my coffee this morning. I wanted yours. You make the best coffee, Sadie.
Of course, that's true, but something's going on. I can tell. All right, Sophie, what is it? Tell your Schwester.
First the coffee, please, and a little something to go with it.
Are you in the mood for babka?
Is my name Sophie or what? Of course I'm in the mood for babka, always. But what else you got?
Let's see if my Morty finished the strudel. Oy, 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 that man loves my strudel so much, it's all gone.
So, I'll have some babka. You know, I wish you could make a cake that was good for wrinkles.
Good for wrinkles? I'm not a beauty consultant, Sophie. I'm a baker.
Well then, what's your secret? My eyes are filled with lines, and you have none.
How should I know? I have no secrets. We are what we are. We get old, we get fat, we get wrinkled.
And see, that's not fair. I understand old, but it should be fat or wrinkled, not both. That just seems so cruel, so unfair somehow. I don't like it one little bit.
I don't like it either, but...
It's time to wage war on fat and wrinkles, Sadie. The movie stars do it. How do they do it?
Well, first of all, they don't eat babka or strudel or any carbs at all.
And how do you know this, pray tell?
I watch The Housewives of Beverly Hills on TV. A carb never ever passes through their lips. They only eat salads and protein.
Only salads and protein? How can people live like that?
And they exercise their tuckuses off, too. Let me tell you, they go hiking and biking and go to the gym, and they even have their own personal trainers.
Well, then what do they do for fun? Their lives sound so regimented and boring.
You are so funny, Schwester. Their lives are not boring. They are rich and always on the go. But they do fight a lot. Maybe that's because of all the drinking.
Boy, now let me get this straight. No carbs, but they can drink alcohol?
Every episode. I'm telling you, they drink in every single episode.
What do they drink?
Well, if I remember correctly, wine and martinis are their favorites.
Well, I like wine and martinis too, but I also like babka. They eat no sweets? Really?
Not a morsel.
So, if I give up these carbs, drink wine and martinis, and eat salads and protein, I won't have any wrinkles?
I didn't say that, Schwester. That's their diet. That's how they stay svelte.
So why don't they have any wrinkles?
Injectables and fillers are their secret weapons against wrinkles.
What are you talking about? I thought when you get wrinkles, you get a facelift, like Aunt Ima. She had a face like a roadmap that hung to the floor, remember? And then one Purim, I hardly recognized her. No more wrinkles.
No one recognized her. She looked like she got stuck in a wind tunnel. Her face was so tightly pulled, it took another 20 years for it to finally relax.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to get this fixed now before it gets too bad. I don't want to look like Aunt Oima. I just want to look like me without wrinkles.
Yeah, only in your dreams, Sophie. You can't wind back the hands of time. You're not Cher. You always look a little different when you have something done.
So, how do the Beverly Hillbillies look? If they're on TV, they must look good.
Housewives, not hillbillies. Although that Ellie Mae was beautiful, but yes, the housewives look good.
Oh, yes, she was so pretty. I used to like that show, didn't you?
Yes, I did, but we're talking about the housewives now.
I know. So, tell me more about these, what did you call them? Interjectables and filters?
No, not interjectables and filters. It's injectables and fillers.
Yeah, well, whatever you call them. Where do you get them?
They go to some schmancy-fancy doctor in Beverly Hills, and he plumps out their wrinkles. They call it getting refreshed.
That's it? Just a little plumping?
Well, sometimes they get a peel or a little laser. It depends on what they need.
A peel? What's a peel? Do they peel you like an orange or an apple or a potato? A peel? Oh, that sounds painful. I don't think I would like that.
Well, they say your skin is as soft as a baby's tuchus when you heal, and you're age-spot and wrinkle-free.
Age spot and wrinkle free? A baby's tuchus? Now that has possibilities. I didn't know you could learn so much from watching TV. I want to watch Housewives of Beverly Hills, too.
I've saved every episode on the DVR. We could watch a few now if you have time.
Oh, I always have time for something educational.
Are the Housewives of Beverly Hills really educational? I'm not sure about that. What do you think? I'll tell you what I think. I think we'll be back later in this show for part two of this Sadie and Sophie episode. See you soon.
Let's go meet the animals at the zoo. They're all there waiting for me and for you. They live in their own different world, and it's so much fun to meet all the animals one by one.
Okay, so I actually was looking up something on the internet the other day, believe it or not. Okay. You know I never read the news or the papers. And I looked up crazy or funny things that have happened in the news.
Okay.
This is pretty funny. In Boise, Idaho, you know, we tend to take a cow path around and talk about goats frequently.
True. We've talked about a goat path.
A cow path
about goats.
Takes us to goats frequently. Well, let me tell you. In Boise, Idaho, there is a company called We Rent Goats.
Wait a minute. They rent goats?
They rent goats.
What, for like yoga? Because we've talked about goat yoga before on the show and how it's supposed to be relaxing and how we were like not
Yeah, but this wasn't goat yoga.
Why do they rent goats?
They rent goats for people that have large grassy areas that need the goats to eat the grass or the weeds.
Wait a minute. That's environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that way. I was thinking ultimately lazy, you know, like drive through Uber for your McDonald's, you know, you don't want to go pick it up yourself, but.
And you're too cheap to hire the kid down the block with the lawnmower.
To mow it.
So you rent.
So you rent goats. So what happens, these goats knocked down their little fence that was housing them and marched, a hundred of them marched themselves into a neighborhood and started eating everybody's trees and flowers and plants.
No
they were just
way.
Having a great old time, these little goats.
Could you imagine?
So it was kind of funny.
Everybody out there.
I'm not cleaning that up.
They never mentioned that part in the ad. You know what? They did not. But you have to look it up on the internet because you see the videos and the pictures, and it really is kind of cute. There were 100 goats walking down the block, you know, down the street, like, hi.
And this was in Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
Hi. So it's not rural. Let me see if it says what neighborhood.
Let me see if it's
You have to love the way that they
it
write
just said
this
an
up.
Idaho neighborhood.
It's goats. And this is what they say. An invading herd of more than 100 goats rampaged through the neighborhood, devouring flower beds. Oh my God, it sounds like an apocalypse.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just goats.
But when you see the pictures, you have to laugh. And all the neighbors and the kids and everything, they came running out.
Oh,
it was kind of cute. And they were all herding the goats, and they herded them all into one yard until the company could come with their truck.
And come pick them up.
And you know.
Well, see, that sounds much more friendly. I like Diana's version, you know, like attack of the killer goats.
Yeah. But it really was. And it was kind of cute. And all the little goats, you know, they were all like just...
They were doing what, Bethy?
And so they just herded the little goats. The guy's got a little flag, and he shakes it, and it kind of hurries them into their little truck. They go up a little ramp and get into the truck. It was cute. Everybody out there, look it up. Look it up. The Boise, Idaho goats. But it really was kind of cute. And the company is going to pay for all the damage and all the flowers and trees that they ate.
Well, that's nice of them.
Wow.
I know. I think
that's really kind of nice.
That's
counter to what they do because they're rented out to do exactly that, get rid of the plants and the flowers.
Well, they got free lawn mowing service.
Yeah, so why are they complaining?
Oh, wait. It says where it was. It says they were fielded by animal control. Well, when I saw the pictures, it was their own company. From the 10,000 block of West Summerwind Drive.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you can't believe everything that you read or see.
Well, I saw the pictures, and there was no animal control. It was the We Rent Goats guy, you know?
I like it.
So, but it says everyone seemed to be enjoying it. There were tons of little kids around there. Mothers brought infants in strollers to see the goats. So, you know, we rent goats, according to the website, provides rental of herds of animals to landowners in need of mowing large swaths of grass.
And Beth is not getting paid or is getting paid.
This is free advertisement, though, if you think about it. Well, and they said that...
Maybe they deliberately let them loose.
No, what they said was the goats just leaned on the fence and it broke. So it wasn't like the Great Escape or Escape from Alcatraz Island or anything.
Yeah.
They just were minding their own business, copping a lean, you know, chewing on some stuff. Yeah. And then the fence just gave way.
There were 118 goats.
And then they
goats.
Started screaming, we're free!
Could you see all of a sudden you hear this noise and you look out your front window and here's 118 goats taking a stroll down your street?
Funny.
It was cute.
But that would be great for the advertising.
Yeah. So only in Idaho.
Only in Idaho.
Only in Boise. Nice.
Ay, ay, ay. Finally, the wait is over.
We're back for part two of Sadie and Sophie.
Want to know what happens next?
You should listen in and find out.
Just then the doorbell rings. It's Sharon, Sophie's daughter.
Come in, darling. Are you hungry?
Sharon, we're just about to watch some educational TV. You should sit down and join us.
Ma, Aunt Sadie, why do I have to do this now? Educational TV? I go to school all week. Why do I have to learn something new? What's so important?
What's so important? I will tell you. This is not something you will ever, ever learn in school.
It's about the Beverly Hills housewives and how they stay beautiful and never grow old.
Everyone grows old, Ma. What's going on? What's bothering you?
She doesn't like her wrinkles.
Ever since I saw the pictures we took in Woodstock when we were visiting Cousin Frida, I've been depressed. I look so old. I don't feel old. Well, not that old. And I don't want to look old.
Well, I can help you with the photos, Ma.
You can?
Yeah, of course. All I have to do is put the beauty app on your phone.
Wait a minute. How can you tell your phone to make you look beautiful?
Ah, it's technology. It's too hard to explain. It's better if I show you.
Sharon had Sadie and Sophie sit on the couch and had the sisters pose for a few photos. Sophie complained bitterly.
I told you, I don't like the way I look. Why do we have to take more pictures? Sharon, you are not a magician. I just want to watch TV.
Poor Sophie. She really was upset. But then this happened.
Okay, Ma, it's time for you to look at your close-up.
Oh, no, you didn't. Sharon!
At least look and see what she's talking about, Sophie.
No, Sadie, you look. I can't bear it.
Okay, Sophie, I'll look. So, Sharon, let me see.
Look, Aunt Sadie, just look at this. What do you think?
Sharon, you're a magician. Sophie, you look at least 10 years younger, maybe more. And, oh, here's one with me. I look younger, too, and no more laugh lines or double chin. Ooh, I like this.
Give me that phone right now. I need to see this for myself. Ooh, look at me. I do look younger and thinner, and my teeth are whiter, and no more wrinkles. I like this very much.
See, Ma, I told you. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, Sharon. I love the photos, but we still need to watch the show. I need to learn about the rejectables and the spiels. After all, I can't hold a photo over my face all day.
Oy, she means the injectables and the peels, Sharon. Shvesta, are you drinking wine already?
Of course. I want to be just like the housewives. You know, maybe our next trip should be to Beverly Hills. Maybe we can meet them. I think that is a good idea. Sharon, turn up the sound on the TV. I don't want to miss a word.
Okay, Ma. Okay.
If I could turn back time.
Do you think the sisters will go to Beverly Hills to get refreshed? I wonder if Sophie will like the show. I had no idea that this was one of Sadie's guilty little pleasures. Did you? I wonder what the Yentas will think about all of this. Tune in again soon for the next episode of Sadie and Sophie to find out. Okay, let's take this show out with some outtakes.
Well then, what's your secret? Hang on. Well, then, what's your secret?
What's your secret?
That's where I want to go, and I didn't get there.
Well, they say your skin is as soft as a baby's tuchus when you heal, and all your age spots and...
What's so important?
What's so important? I'll tell you. This is not something you will...
Do it again. Sorry. It's too hard to explain. It's better if I show you. I'm not going to do that again.
Okay.
It's technology.
Oh, no, you didn't. Sharon!
At least you want to do that over? Yeah. I stepped on you.
Oh, no, you didn't. Hang on.
Look, Aunt Sadie, just look at these. What do you think?
Oh, Sharon.
Hello, Sadie.
Look at these instead of this.
Yeah, you said these instead of this. Leave it. It should be this.
These pictures.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So, where do you want her to pick up that line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta redo my.
Yeah.
Shvesta, are you drinking already?
Of course, I want to be.
Wait a minute. You said, are you drinking wine already?
I know. I didn't say the wine. It was okay.
Sorry.
But it's not now.
Go back.
All right, we can just... All right,
whatever you want. It's yours.
Oi, she means the injectables.
Wait, I was still talking when you started.
And you're still talking. Okay. Are you done talking?
I told you. Pretty cool, huh?
I'm done.
Pretty cool, huh?
She's drinking wine now. Have another sip, Bethy. It'll get rid of your wrinkles.
Let's go all the way back. Let's go all the way back to Seema.
Seema.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's Gift of Laughter from the Babes to our listeners. Erica, Terry, Beth, and I are so glad you joined us. Help us grow the party next week by inviting a friend or two to listen with you. Sharing is caring, you know.